Michelle said, let's knock. I said, no way, they don't want us pestering them. She said, no, it's okay. They're firemen. They have to let us in. We'd ridden past on her bike, me sitting on the banana seat, her pedaling for the both of us. We were both being raised by single moms. Our houses were manless. And here, just around the corner from us, was a surplus of men. We were little economists in training, supply and demand. I was terrified beyond all reason. They would tell us to get lost, go find kids our own age to bother. I'm knocking, she said. I chanted, bad idea, bad idea, bad idea. She knocked. I froze. We listened. No one answered. Oh, sweet relief. We tried, I said. Michelle knocked harder. Footsteps on the other side. Then the knob turned and the door opened. The man must have been expecting us to be taller because he looked out over our heads and then lowered his gaze.
Can I help you? He asked.
He did not seem particularly happy to see us. Oh, I wished then that one of us had blood spurting from a fresh wound, or a bone jutting out anywhere, an eye dangling from its socket, or even a nice, fat lip, something to explain our presence. Our self-esteem was hanging in the balance. Wasn't that as devastating as any fire? Another fireman appeared behind the first, this one older. He smiled when he saw us.
You want to see a fire truck up close? You want a tour?
He was talking to us like we were babies. I instantly loved him. He wrestled the door open and told us to come in. We followed him into a big room that looked mostly like a kitchen with a stove and a refrigerator and a long table in the middle. There was a man fiddling around by the sink and another sitting on a sofa watching television. It was looking pretty girly until he took us into the garage. Neither of us cared all that much about the trucks, but we moved slowly, asking every question we could think of. Is this a hose? Is this the step you use to get inside? Is this a ladder? When we were done with the trucks, we thought of other questions to draw out our visit. The pole, where's that? The dog with spots, where's he? The big yellow hats, can we try them on?
So that's about it,
said the fireman as we followed him back to the main room with the kitchen. You pretty much saw it all. At the door, we hugged him. I didn't want to let go. We left the fire station floating on air, singing Puff the Magic Dragon. We never knocked again, but we talked about that secret stash of men. They were our men now, accessible to us whenever we needed them. The memory of our visit was like a fire extinguisher behind glass at the end of a hall, there when the longing for our own fathers burned.